I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. NBA playoffs continue on, the Jazz in the offseason, so many things to talk about, and college basketball too, as the transfer portal and all the NIL stuff kicking up as well. And to help break a lot of it down, Craig Smith, head coach of the Utah men's basketball team, kind enough to join us. Coach, long time no talk to you. How have you been?
Hello, Coach.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Good to hear your voice. How's life?
It's great to hear your guys' voice. Hans, I heard you were in Hawaii for a few days, so I'm sure I need to get an update on that. My wife has been hounding me. We've been married for almost 27 years, and her dream vacation spot is Hawaii, and she's still never been there. So I might need some pointers.
It's very simple. It's worth it. It's a pain in the butt, but it's worth it. There are a lot of things to do. Take your snorkel gear, take sunscreen, because I've gone to all the Caribbean islands. I got one of the worst burns I've ever had just a few days ago in Hawaii. The sun just hits different. It's weird.
Really?
Yes. Take the best sunscreen you can. Coach, you're fairly fair skin like I am. So you know, make sure you put it, you know, lather it heavy on the top of the head. I have to. And then other than that, pretty much anywhere, you're going to have a beautiful beach, some great snorkeling, and it's going to be a great time.
So that's really good advice when you're right, when you have skin like I do. but we actually played, that's why I knew I was losing my hair like 20 years ago. I got a really bad burn, and I didn't realize I was losing my hair, but I found out really quickly. True story. I think it was our second year at Colorado State, we played the tournament out there, and it was like the rainbow, it's like the diamond head now is the equivalent of that. So it was over Christmas. And in the first round game, and I was an assistant, I had the scout for our first round team, Hawaii. They were the host school. You know you're not good when the first game you play the host school. But we were able to win. and then we had a day off, and then the next game, a different assistant had the scout, and then we ended up making the championship. I had that one. But in between, we went snorkeling. I've only been snorkeling once in my life, and it was kind of a windy day. And the people, when you get your snorkel and whatever you get, they were like, hey, don't go past the reef unless you're, or what is that called? That little barrier, whatever that thing is called. Unless you're a good swimmer. I'm like, wow. I mean, I passed all my swimming classes, like what's a good swimmer? So anyway, we snorkeled for like an hour, and I go past the, what is that area called? The reef, or what's that?
Yeah, the reef, the break. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went out, swam right back. Went out, swam right back. And then I saw in the distance, like a group of like seven or eight swimmers swimming together. So I was like, oh, this is pretty. So the next thing you go, I start going out, and it was this three of us. And long story short, next thing you know, a lifeguard is coming to check on us. Like, you okay? Like, no, yeah, I'm good. And then as we got caught in a riptide. So we were getting pushed all the way out to the ocean, and I didn't know to swim sideways. So anyway, we jumped on the surfboard, with the lifeguard, got cussed out all the way back into the shore, and one of us, so two of us got saved by the lifeguards, and this other guy got brisked into all the coral. He had to crawl, walk, whatever you want to call it, on the coral all the way in, and he had blood from head to toe, abrasions everywhere.
I'd rather be chewed by the lifeguard.
Hawaii.
I'd much rather be chewed by the lifeguard than go across that coral.
Oh, man.
100%. So I learned, though, if you get caught in a riptide, swim sideways, which is common sense, but when you're from Minnesota, you don't think about Riptides very often.
Well, Utah State's playing in the Diamond Head this year, and it's over Christmas, and my wife's like, well, you know, we're taking everybody, right? You know, because it's Christmas. And so, like, you know, my flight's taken care of, but then I'm looking at airfare for four other people, and I'm like, ooh, this is not going to be pleasant. This isn't going to be fun at all. But I guess we might have to bite the bullet on that one.
It'll leave a mark, but it'll be worth it. We were going to do it. We celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary like two summers ago, but that was the COVID summer. But that was our plan. We were going to celebrate it in Hawaii, but that all changed when COVID hit. So anyway, Coach, I'm going to have to pick your mind on it.
I am interested in this, though, because, you know, Scotty and I both have amazing wives, and we love to include them on things. And, you know, we take these sports business trips, and they're like, oh, well, maybe it would be fun for me to go. Is that, like, do you look at your schedule every year, and your wife sits down, and she's like, well, Craig, I would like to go and see the Pacific Northwest. Like, do you see areas, and your wife knows, we're going to be going, I guess, together?
Well, you know, she's been awesome. And, of course, we have our four kids, and I think she's been so busy. She hasn't done that a whole lot over the years. But now that our kids have gotten older, certainly that's coming to play more. So next year we play our MTEs in Fort Myers, Florida, and it's us, Mississippi State, Marquette, and Georgia Tech. And so she literally brought up the other day, well, the girls, meaning like the wives, right, of our staff, all want to go to that tournament. And you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, okay. And the hard part is they want to go to those games and support us, which is great, but it's a vacation for them. But sometimes they forget it's not a vacation for us. Oh, yeah. So we are actually working while we're there. I mean, and I say that loosely. I get to coach college basketball. It's a dream come true for me. So, but it is, you know, a couple weeks ago. A few weeks ago, we finally got away, and I'm not trying to, but Darcy, we did get away for a few days in Arizona, which was awesome. It was during our dead period, so we couldn't be on the road recruiting, and nobody could be on campus. And it was amazing how just a couple of days away can kind of rejuvenate, you know, both of us that way. So that was pretty cool. And so anyway, but the older we've gotten, I think that they like to drop those hints a little bit more often.
Mm-hmm. So Petey's as good of a person as there is on the planet, Eric Peterson, and congratulations to him, that new head coach at South Dakota. And I got to imagine there's a little bit of pride, not only, you know, your assistant, but back to where you guys started at South Dakota. That's got to be a really cool vibe. So talk about that process, and then what jumped out at you when you interviewed Chris Burgess for the job that made you think this is the guy that needs to take over that spot.
Yeah, so Eric's a great coach, fantastic person. His wife, Lindsay, and their four kids. When I'd known Eric for a little bit, more of an acquaintance than a friend, I guess you could say, but jumped on board from day one at University of South Dakota. And you know, he always shared with me that he wanted to be a head coach. And so 4 years at South Dakota, flipping that around, or 3 years at Utah State. And, of course, last year here. So 8 years later and three kids later. And you're right. It's a little bit of a, you know, if you're like a proud father / proud big brother, maybe something in between. And it was really cool for him because he knows that job, knows those people there. And I think that really can help somebody when you take over, having been there before, and you know the boosters and the fan base and so on and so forth. So so I'm so excited for him, and he'll do fantastic there. Brought Brandon Ubell with, who was our GA for 2 years at Utah State and then was our director of scouting here. And then Chris, I mean, you know, I got to know Chris when he first moved to Utah 4 years ago and built a great relationship with him there. I felt when I first met him and we were at Utah State and he was at Utah Valley at the time, felt an instant connection with him, really from day one, from minute one, of interviewing him and getting to know him, of course, over the years. And so it was really an easy decision, in terms of, you know, everything. He's the total package. He's a wonderful human being. I think he's a great coach. I think he's an excellent recruiter. And of course he graduated from the University of Utah. He played here under Coach Majerus, met his wife here, Lisa, who played soccer here, And so there's definitely an emotional attachment. They love this place. There's a lot of pride involved. And then he's really good. Just the way he sees the game. I think he's an excellent teacher of the game. And there's so many hats that you wear as a coach, but I take great pride in one of them being I want guys to be great teachers. The ability to explain things thoroughly and clearly in a way that our young men can understand it and grow. And so he's done a great job in his 2 weeks, mainly with Brandon Carlson, just because that's our one big guy on our roster returning. But then just his network of people, certainly in this state, and we want to get the best players in this state that are going to help bring our program back to the top and to the top of the Pac-12. And I think he's going to help us in a major way. But his connections all over the country, specifically the western half of the country, and then, you know, he's played all over the world. He has great international contacts as well. And so many amazing things about him. It was really an easy decision. We're so excited that the Burgess family is back.
Of course, a different dynamic taking him from Brigham Young University as an assistant. Have you dealt with that? Is there been any fallout? Do fans reach out and say, how dare you? Or does it felt like they kind of understand him returning to his alma mater and coming back to coach for the school that he played for?
Yeah, I haven't had anything negative. I've had all positive. And so fans can be fickle. There's no doubt about that. But I think all in all, it's been super positive, and people have been able to take a step back and understand what's going on. But that also is what makes this cool too, is just those kinds of rivalries and those sorts of things. I think makes it enjoyable. And there's a lot of pride involved with the respective programs.
Craig Smith, head coach at Utah, joining us here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. And you and I, we've talked a lot about, when the transfer portal hit and you were at Utah State, we talked a lot about that. Now it's the one free transfer. Now you throw the NIL mix into all of this as well. Just in the span of the last 4 to 5 years, just how, and maybe more difficult, maybe difficult's not the right word, but how more complex is your job and your job and the staff in trying to bring guys in and hold on to guys? Just how weird is this landscape that you're working with?
Well, it's definitely different, but at the same time, I guess we've always tried to approach it this way in terms of, be very open and honest. I think it all starts in the recruiting process, right? And what are you saying to recruits when you're recruiting them? It's always interesting. You do this long enough, you kind of learn the MO of what other schools are going to do or say. Are they going to be upfront and honest, or are they going to sell sunshine and maybe skew things? And nobody's perfect, but we've always tried to be very open and upfront and honest and have a plan. And this is where we see you, and this is our depth chart, and et cetera, et cetera. And, if it's the right fit, it's the right fit. And if it's not, it's not. But you got to have a plan and a vision. I think it has to make sense. And so, certainly, on average, I think there's almost 1,700, I haven't looked for a couple of days, but like roughly 1,700 men's basketball players transferring out. And when you have 13 full rides, and we know in men's basketball, it's a full ride or nothing, it's over 5 guys, men's basketball players are transferring out per school out of 357 Division I basketball programs. So it's certainly relevant. It's certainly, a few years ago, it wasn't quite 3, and that was a big number back then. So it's almost doubled. It is reality, but I just think you got to treat people right, be upfront, honest with what's going on, and go from there. It was interesting. We had our Pac-12 meeting earlier, a week ago today and yesterday, and I heard various coaches say, we're not building programs anymore. We're building teams. Well, I think every year you build your team. Each year is a different team. But I don't know. Maybe I'm too old school. I still believe you can build a program and do it a certain way. But you got to maybe work harder at it. You got to identify the right kinds of people that are going to fit your program, that are going to thrive in your style of play and the way you do things and thrive in Salt Lake City and thrive at the University of Utah. And so just got to do your homework, dig in, and find the right guys that are going to have tremendous success in your program.
Coach, I know that you're driven by success. You've been successful everywhere you've gone, and I know that you've got a team and a season coming up in front of you with some unknowns. But as you sit down with your staff and you sit down and get ready for this upcoming season, give us one or two areas, your attack plan of what you have to improve, what has to change, what has to get better in order to get it back to, you know, that Coach Smith level that we're so used to.
Yeah, I mean, we came here to you know, this university has such a great tradition of success and winning at the highest level, and that's our goal, and that's what we're shooting to be, and that's where we belong. And we've have some things that we got to do, right? And recruiting, we've been able to, we've added a lot of new faces, and which I think are going to be very helpful. Some youth, a couple guys with some experience, but we certainly. You know, we had a long Zoom meeting with some people today, our staff and I, and some things really stood out, which we knew, but just we were just really bad defensively in a lot of different phases. I thought we lacked some consistent rim protection. We lacked physicality. We lacked some athleticism. And then just because of our personnel, we weren't able to do a lot of different things that I would like to do. And some things that we've been known to do. But at the end of the day, you know, tough teams win. Usually I don't care if it's football, volleyball, whatever. Like talent, of course, you got to have talent, but you got to have toughness and physicality and discipline and, you know, and those sorts of things along with skill. And our teams have always been known to have great skill, but we've also been really good on the defensive end and very, very unselfish. And, you know, we didn't consistently do a lot of those things. And so a big emphasis for us in the off season is we got to get bigger, faster, stronger, improve our athleticism, certainly improve some of our skill level with some of the guys coming back. But we have to be more tenacious and tougher, you know, and get guys that truly love to be in the gym, guys that are smart, tough, and reliable, right, that have great basketball character and personal character. So, but – you got to be tough, and you got to have physicality, and want that, and crave that. And we didn't consistently have that as a team that way. So it was a long season, no doubt, and I wasn't really happy about it, but certainly not discouraged. I love where we're going. You know, it's not always cookies and cream, as they say. And so I'm really excited about the guys that we have signed that are coming in. I love the guys that are coming back, and. I'm really excited to get going here in about 5 weeks with our summer workouts.
So I know that, you know, there's stuff always floating around on Twitter and stuff you can't talk about, stuff you can't talk about. I'll just go more generic. Do you feel like you've got your roster in place, or is there still a spot or two you're working on?
Well, we have one scholarship available. You know, we have signed the guy, Mike Saunders, the point guard, played at Wasatch Academy. Spent 2 years at Cincinnati, have 3 years left because of the COVID. He is a pit bull. That dude is aggressive, physical, has amazing speed and athleticism. Got much better from his freshman to sophomore year. Expect him to make a great impact. Will Exact's a 6'6", 225-pound guard, playmaking guard, that can do a lot of things. And I mean, just those numbers. I mean, I got to believe he'd be a good defensive end, but hopefully he'd be a good basketball player. Too, but he's just got a tremendous mindset and just so tenacious in everything that he does. And Kaba Kade is a six from Wasatch Academy as well. Kaba is 6'9", you know, 235, and just ferocious comes to mind when I think of him. The dude just plays with such ferocity, and all those guys have played at a high level. And we have some other guys that have committed I just can't talk about, but
yeah.
Is our roster done? It could be, but like I said, we still have one out there that's available, and if it's the right fit or a guy that we feel like can, you know, really help us or can be a long-term guy, but it's just got to make sense. So we're still recruiting like crazy, trying to, you know, find that if they can enhance our program, but if not, we won't be afraid to sit on it and see what happens, you know, at mid-year and go from there.
Did you say 5 weeks?
June 13th, our guys will be back. and working out, and then we'll have them for 8 weeks, and then they'll be able to go home for a couple weeks again. So, yeah, I think it's about 5 weeks, although math has never been my forte. But June 13th is our first day back where we can start working with guys individually. I know some guy, like a guy like Marco Anthony, has been working incredibly hard on a lot of different things, but he hasn't gone home yet. You know, Brandon Carlson, the last day he left, I think it was up to 221 pounds, and he's just going to keep moving forward. Our guys have had a great offseason up to this point, but obviously we know we have a long way to go.
He had a decision to make. I mean, obviously, he has that COVID year. Was there a conversation there, or was he always planning on using that extra year?
Marco?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty discreet or pretty quiet about it, and we didn't really approach it much, you know, until the season was over. And he actually, I don't know, maybe a week after, it might not even been that long after, he just said, "Coach, I'm coming back." And I was like, "All right, let's roll." And he knows some things that he needs to improve on. I thought he showed some signs of, I mean, he really improved this year versus his third year of playing. You know, he had to redshirt the first transfer. So I thought he really made great gains from 2 years ago to this past season, and hopefully he can do the same sort of thing from last year to this year. But that guy is relentless. He's been in the gym nonstop, and has worked very, very hard, specifically on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, Coach, always fun to catch up. Thanks for your time. Let me know when you're ready for the barbecue, and we'll make it happen.
It's going to happen within the next couple of weeks if you're around. So I can't wait. It's been a long time coming. I've seen all those pictures on social media. I can't wait to dig in.
It's go time for sure. We'll make it happen. You got it. Just let me know. Appreciate it, Coach.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me on, fellas.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll see you. There you go. Craig Smith, head coach of the Utah men's basketball team.
Doesn't get much better than Coach Smith as far as a person, an interview, energy, excitement. But, Scotty, you know, that only gets you so far in today's collegiate coaching world. And, you know, I know he's a fun-loving guy, and I know he loves to have fun, and he loves to bring that energy, but – another winning season or another losing season puts more pressure, and the Pac-12 is not an easy place to win. You know, he did have a nice stretch in there where I think he won 3 of 5. He had a nice stretch, you know, that showed some promise last year. But you got to have the dogs, and hopefully between him and Burgess, and you know, because BYU's missing out on a couple of talent that. You wonder, would they have landed that talent if they had Burgess? And what level of energy in recruiting will Burgess bring over to the University of Utah? Because I think that Burgess was a secret weapon.
Oh, I do too.
For recruiting.
And that's the thing. And I actually thought about asking Coach this, but then it gets kind of weird a little bit because, you know, there's coaches out there that are – in fact, I had a football coach tell me once that he had a position coach that – he didn't think was a particularly good position coach. Like, he just wasn't very good. He goes, but you know why I keep him around? The dude is a hell of a recruiter. And I'm not saying that's Chris Burgess. I'm just saying, like, Chris, I don't know about Chris the developer. Like, I've seen guys that have come through that program that get better and they credit Chris Burgess, but I don't see that practice. But what I do see are players that come to your program courtesy of Chris Burgess recruiting. And I think that is a huge get for the University of Utah and getting back into Southern California and reemphasizing Utah kids that feel like, all right, there's an LDS guy on staff that I can maybe relate to a little bit more. I mean, I think it checks off a ton of boxes for the University of Utah. I think it's a no-brainer. And I think it is a loss for BYU, too.
It is.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Brenna's been patiently waiting, hanging out with us once again. Brenna, how are you?
So good. I always have fun with you guys.
I know. I wish we could.
It's a good time.
Are these still on the site or no?
No, they're
okay.
Not.
Okay, well, never mind. We won't talk
about
them.
But if you got a chance to try them, they were out, people snagged them, and then they took them away.
They're built granola bars,
yeah.
And they are fantastic.
They're pretty good, huh?
This white chocolate berry was crazy.
It's really good.
It was really good.
I still prefer the puff over it.
I do too.
Yeah.
But not by much.
It's
a different consistency. It changes it up a little bit.
You know, I was thinking about this Puff, and this birthday cake puff built puff is just incredible.
Yes.
You're not going to find anything like this.
No.
There's not another bar that has that marshmallowy, kind of billowy texture.
Totally.
That turns into complete a creamy texture that mixes in with the white chocolate on these birthday cakes, the chocolate, the dark chocolate in the brownie batter. But it's the creaminess of it and the texture,
yeah.
Brenna, that brings you back 1,000 times for the Built Bar Puff.
It's so, so good. And the creaminess is like x2 on white chocolate, I feel like. And I don't know if it's because of the collagen whey protein or what happens, but once you're chewing it, it's like magic happens and it's delicious. And yes, limited time, try the birthday cake puff because it is amazing. Again, it'll be limited, so if it's not on the website next week, we did tell you to grab it today.
Go get it.
So you're definitely going to want to try it, add it to the cart.
It's really simple, not only when you add it to that cart, but let's get some dollars taken off of that. Go use promo code ZONE. It's going to get you 10% off anything on the site. And again, you need to be checking that site often because there's so many of those flavors that come in and out, and you got to take advantage of that when it's – because I'm telling you, after the show, I'm going built.com. I'm ordering a box of these birthday cake puffs, and they're going to be coming to the house.
Yep.
Yes. Add to cart, ship, done.
It's that done. It's easy.
It's so good.
Get that 10% off. Brandon, you're the best. We really appreciate it.
You guys are the best. Have a great week, guys.
97.5, 1280 The Zone. We spin the wheel. Sports Roulette next.
This is DJ and PK. David Locke joins us.
How much do you think the Jazz need to make changes because it's grown stale and chemistry's an issue? And I'm not talking about just Donovan and Rudy, although that's certainly part of it, but just all across the roster. How much is that a factor?
I think it's a big factor. I fundamentally think the whole concept of continuity is absolutely flawed. It's not continuous. The guys all are gone home. Their contracts have all changed. People are talking to them. There's nothing continuous about it. Anybody who sits up there and says, oh, we have great continuity. No, you don't. Players aren't the same. Rebuild your roster. Recoach your roster. Figure out how your roster works. I just don't believe continuity exists in professional sports. I do believe a lack of continuity exists, but because one end of the pendulum is real does not mean the other is also.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, yes, Hans is back. Everything feels right in the world. It was a miserable time, buddy.
No, it was not.
It was.
Trust me, like it was.
We walked. Okay, you don't have to agree so fast, Lloyd. I don't hit retweet one day. And
hey, I'm just going to agree with you. Hey, the show's meh.
I know better. It's like I texted you. Scotty sent me a text. He's like, hey, bud, come back from Hawaii. I texted him, I just remember, you're the god of talk of sports talk radio in Utah, so I'm pretty sure nobody's worried about little old Hans.
Yeah, people are very worried about that.
Oh, you guys did fantastic.
Not true.
I would have loved to have heard Jenny's tips to not
ruin. Well, I can tweet you the link.
He actually already has. Just go check his timeline.
Check his timeline. Oh, here it is, right there. On your timeline.
Oh, he pinned it.
I actually think I may have tweeted it out twice. Yeah. That was more for just making sure things were good inside the house, you know?
Show mamas.
But it was a great segment. It was easily the best segment of the 4 days you were gone.
That's good.
Not that the bar was set that high. All right, so let's get to it. Sports Roulette, spin that wheel as we put a bunch of headlines we've not had a chance to get to on that roulette wheel. It's all brought to you by Mortgage Mike and City Creek Mortgage. Go to citycreekmortgage.com or call 801-900-HOME. Lloyd, spin it.
Russell and Ciara add to their already annoying family.
Hey.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. You cannot. No.
Hey, and by the way, did you see what Lloyd tweeted yesterday?
No. No.
Remember that time where you wished that you hoped I got type 2 diabetes?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
I took that back.
Look what Lloyd tweeted, that top tweet right there.
Might want to get that dog checked. Looks like it might have parvo. Lloyd, that's just a puppy.
I know, and it might. That's when they typically get it, is when they're puppies. That thing looks ill.
Lloyd was losing it yesterday over this. He's like, I hope that dog goes to a truck or a Maverick and gets tied to a tree.
Did you tell that story?
No, I did not. You didn't? No, we're not telling this.
Lloyd, by the way, here is Russell and Ciara introducing their new member of their family.
Got a puppy.
If you give him one chance, he'll be
her name is Bronco.
Bronco.
Hey, say hi. Hi, Bronco. Okay. Say hi, guys. That's a cute girl.
It's a cute.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what? Here's the thing. I really love the Broncos. I love that Russell Wilson's a part of the team. But even I'm having a hard time with that.
Enjoy this all season long.
You know what, Lloyd? You might have a point there.
No.
I hope that dog does get parvo.
Suck
Whoa,
this up,
Scotty, I did hope. I said
no, that's
it
what
might.
You said, Lloyd. You
no,
said
I said it
bad.
Might have parvo. It looks like it.
Lloyd
it looks unhealthy.
He looks sickly. You just said you hope he gets parvo. And remember, we had to have a meeting because of my type 2 diabetes comment to you. You wishing a parvo on a dog is no better or worse.
I think the
only person that hates puppies more than Scott Gerard, it's Russell Wilson. He sounds so annoyed.
Did you hear Russell in that? He's like, yeah, it's a Bronco.
He's like,
it's great.
Got a puppy.
If you give him one chance, he'll be
her name is Bronco.
That's pretty cringy.
It is not.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to let you and Lloyd, and shame on you, Scotty.
They got a puppy.
They named him Bronco.
We could name it Scott. I don't care. It's still like, really cringy, man.
It's not. Ciara loves puppies.
I got Lloyd's back on this one now. That's a little.
She's tender. Lloyd's only doing that because he hates the Broncos. Lloyd loves puppies.
Okay, Lloyd.
This could be Lloyd and Jessica for all we know.
If that was Devontae Adams and his wife with the dog, would you still think the same thing?
Yeah, I would.
You would not.
Just stop. Knock it off. I don't care. Don't name. Go win some games. Don't just name your dog Bronco or Raider or whatever. Go win some games.
You know who else had a dog? You know who else had a dog that named it Bronco and he played for Denver? True story. Mr. Tim Tebow.
Of course he did. Oh, you know what? I think I remember that, actually.
Yeah, because it died like a year ago or something.
Yeah,
like
of parvo.
Got a puppy.
If you give him one chance,
her name is Bronco.
Bronco.
Well, you know, leave him out of the video.
Yeah, I'm okay with all of that.
Like, fine. Like, let it just be Ciara. Ciara's introducing her new dog.
He didn't even want to be there anyways. You could see.
Yeah, well, she's got, like, Russell's side face in there, and he's like, Bronco. Just let it be Ciara. Are you guys upset about this because it's Russell? Ciara's just a sweet, tender girl that loves puppies.
You know I love everything about working with you and all that. Yeah. But when a dog does come up and you go into like little baby voice, like, who's a big fella?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man, Hans, you're like you're a grown-A man. Like,
I love dogs.
And so it gets really awkward when people go into puppy voice.
They're so stinking cute.
Okay, no, stop it.
We need to get you a dog that you love.
Who's a big fella? You're a big fella.
You like tickles?
Yes. And we're on remote, and we got this big slobbering dog, and it's all up in Hans' lap. And like, oh, and we're getting hair all over the equipment, and it's like really gross.
Oh, my gosh. Are you starting to turn on your new quarterback?
No. Look,
because this you are not being supportive.
Oh, he will turn quickly if he does not win right away.
It's going to get ugly.
Well, that's true. That's true.
They are the current first couple of Denver right now. This, you need to show just a little bit more willingness to love and support.
He wins games and he can go puppy voice all he wants. But right now,
puppy.
Haven't won a game yet.
I think it's the cutest thing ever.
All right. Spin it, Lloyd.
Eat your heart out, Vin Scully.
Well, Scotty, the Fredericksburg Nationals are the farm team for the Washington Nationals.
I'm so glad you got this.
Do you want to set this up? Is he the analyst, the play-by-play?
I think he's the play-by-play guy. He's the and do you have his name? I don't even know who this guy is.
I don't even know his name.
I don't.
I know he calls for the Fredericksburg Nationals.
And, well, here we go. This is his home run call, which, by the way, this isn't the bottom of the ninth with two out and a winning home run. This is like in the top of the sixth inning. So, yeah, here you go.
2-2 to VP.
And he sends one high, deep here, right field. Could it be? Get out of time! Lock it, cock it, rock it, we suck it! El Vice Presidente! Read a Dostoyevsky novel in a scented candle kiosk! Let's get lit!
He said, let's get lit.
So I didn't catch what he said before.
Scented candle
kiosk.
I think he said he sent it into a scented candle kiosk, which is not easy to say.
No, not at all.
Let's get lit.
Lit.
No, if my T didn't sound like a T, it meant to. Okay. How do you bring that much energy for a Fredericksburg Nationals game?
I don't know. That's a great question.
And I'm not even kidding about this. You know Eric Jensen, my boy, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Lloyd, I'm.
He's my guy. And Eric had an equally as incredible call.
I just texted it to Lloyd. That probably doesn't help you, Lloyd. I'm sorry. Don't be mad. I'm emailing it to you right now.
Equally as incredible call. I will tell you, whoever this guy is, he brings the energy and he brings the passion. It felt like he had that loaded.
Yeah.
He was ready for any home run that might be sent out of the park and scripted this thing out. But
lit!
Is it t- or duh?
It's
lit.
It should be lit.
Yeah.
Lloyd, I just emailed it to you, so hopefully it's there.
So who does Eric call for? Is it the U of U?
Yeah. University of Utah. Yeah, U of U. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I said U of U. No, University of Utah. And I don't know if he's full-time or if he just does some spot games here and there and they let a bunch of people through. But here's our guy, Eric Jensen. Our guy works for us, part-time guy, does tremendous work, produces games, produces my Utah State stuff.
He's my guy.
Here's his home run call.
About Mercer. Love some mid-major basketball and love some basketball this time of year in March. Here's a pitch. That one's railed out. That one is out of here, folks. That's a home run. Alex Biza says, see you later, baby. That ball was smacked all the way into right field. And let me tell you, folks, there goes another homer. And this thing is now broken wide, wide open. 21-6. Alex Biza, two homers here in the eighth. 5 runs in the eighth in total. And it's time to pack this thing up because it is 21-6, folks. What a ride Alex Biza took that ball on, though.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's my dog.
I love it.
Atta boy, Eric. I hope people
understand.
I just
want him to work in a Hoynes into it somehow.
Get! Let's get lit!
Sounds like Scotty going into the weekend in college.
What?
Walking out of econ, smacking his hands together. Hey, boys!
Read a Dostoyevsky novel in a scented candle kiosk!
Did you get any of that first part? It sounds like he's speaking Russian.
I don't know.
Lloyd, can you make any of that out?
But it was a
candle.
I got the scented candle, but everything.
What was that before?
Everything before. I have no idea.
Play it again. Let me hear it.
Read a Dostoyevsky novel in a scented candle kiosk! Let's get lit!
Stoyevsky novel?
Wow. Okay.
Something novel. Something novel.
Still, incredible call. Glad that we could work Eric's call in as well, because I think that he is a spectacular talent.
And
I don't think anybody's passion for sports is matched.
I want you, Chastity.
Here's a pitch. That one's railed out. That one is out of here, folks. That's a home run. Alex Byza says, see you later,
later,
baby.
Said it's announcers like that that make me appreciate the smooth subtlety of a call by Steve Klauke. I want Steve Klauke to rip out a, let's get lit.
Yeah. Do we have a Steve Klauke?
It's up there. Home it's run? Out there.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hold on. Give me just one.
I would love to just kind of throw it out there. All the styles are different, aren't they? Is there a set standard of baseball call or baseball calling style? Is there like a standard?
No. I mean, it's like anything. You can have guys like who's the dude that was with Madden for all those years? Pat Summerall.
Summerall.
It was always like laid back.
Yeah.
Pretty smooth, never really got the emotions. Then you got guys that are like Gus Johnson who just lose their mind over everything. Just, you know, find your style and run with it. Here's a Steve Klauke home run call.
Davis swings and launches one to right. Wilson going back. It's up there. It's out there, and it's gone. An opposite field line drive home run for Brendan Davis, and the Bees take a 3-0 lead.
Call. That's pure professionalism
he's
polished. That is smooth as silk right
What is
there.
That, 3,000 games? 4,000 games?
That's a guy that – that's not his first rodeo right
that's
there.
That's a lot of reps. I think Eric –
Let's get lit!
A little different.
I want Klauke to say that. Let's get lit!
So good, man. Good to hear those different calls.
All right, wrap things up. Get you ready for Unrivaled next, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Steve Gloon, our basketball insider here on 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.
We're hearing that the NCAA is now going to look at investigating making payments to land recruits with the NIL. But what do you think about what can be done? Because it seems like even though it's barely into it, it's already out of control.
That is a slippery slope. It's a scary proposition because it's just not good for the game. And I've talked to a number of coaches, and it makes them nervous as well because basically you're putting people in a position where they've got to do some inappropriate things. There's got to be a better way, or there's got to be a way to at least to control it, because everything that I'm hearing for people that are currently in the game is kind of a scary moment. You know, you just go, ooh, where's this going?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
And Scotty wrapping up another edition of the show. Unrivaled coming up next. By the way, meeting with some coaches this week to wrap up some of the voice work for the 60 and 60, which we are just under a month away from unveiling.
Our number 60 is just under a month away.
June 9th. So, yeah, today's the 10th. So
we're storming along. Scotty and I get the sound from the coaches. It's kind of fun. Scotty and I sit down with Kyle Whittingham, Kalani Sitake. We sit down with Jay Hill. And you know, we basically go over every player, every name, every position group. And of course, you'll be sitting down with Coach Anderson.
Yep.
And coaches vet them. We laugh a little bit. We learn a lot about the players. And it is a really good meeting for us. And then that sound, we then take and attach it to each name that's announced. And so you get to hear the coach talk specifically about that individual, which a lot of times you don't get that.
So no.
It's going to be a lot of fun to put this together. And we'll be getting the votes in, and we've got the 60 list put together, and it's getting close.
It's clock's ticking, man. We're fired up. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, let me know if Brody likes his
– I will, for sure.
Broncos surfboard. And, Lloyd, I've got Xavier's. I'll bring it into you on Thursday, as well as one of these puffs.
I might not give it to him.
These cake batter puffs. Woo! That is worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this thing's no joke. And if you want some of these great Built Bars or Built Puffs, like the birthday cake puff, which is my new favorite bar, and I'm not joking, it's the real deal, folks.
It's very creamy.
Go to Built.com. Promo code ZONE is going to get you 10% off. You get that 17 grams of protein. You get very few calories. It's going to get you through your day. If you're an athlete, you need a pre-workout, post-workout. If you need something to throw at the kids instead of letting them raid the pantry when they come home from school, makes sense, man.
It'll cut the edge on the hunger.
Yep.
It cuts the edge on the hunger on even the biggest kids. So get them a Built Bar, all those grams of protein, 16 grams of protein in this one Built Puff, and you only have 150 calories. So it's loaded with the proteins, and it's low in sugars, and people on keto can even eat these things. The way they're put together, they're very balanced and incredible. And they're the best-tasting protein bar that you're going to find.
By a mile. It's awesome. Built.com, promo code ZONE, 10% off. Unrivaled next right here on The Zone.